What white lie were you told as a child? Come on, call it out. I want to hear what happened. My buddy Eric, I was talking to him yesterday. We were filming a little drink series that I do up on our social media called Joe's Drink of the Week. And he brought in this basketball, and a famous coach for Indiana was a guy named Bobby Knight. I think most people know him. Tossing a chair around, but he's a famous coach for a long time. He had this basketball, and I can't think of the word that's on there, but you know how like it's not really the signature, it's just like it's mass-produced? It's not real, though. We all know it's not real. You know it's not real when you buy it at the store. It's just, it's kind of put on there by the product.
Right. It has a signature on it, but it's not
a real signature, and you know that. Okay. Well, I'm like, dude, you got Bobby Knight's autograph. What are you doing there? He's like, dude, it's not real. And he shows me, and you can see where it actually was Bobby Knight's autograph just from the actual manufacturer. But Bobby Knight never actually signed it. But his grandma back in the day is like, hey, little Eric, I got you Bobby Knight's autograph because I know you like him.
Aww.
And so he didn't find out until after she passed, but she actually just wrote over it and traced it with Sharpie or marker.
Whoa.
And eventually it faded.
Oh my gosh.
So he realized that Bobby Knight never really actually autographed the basketball for him.
Wow. That's on another level.
Yeah, his grandma. Wow, what a liar. Terrible lady.
Terrible lady. No, I'm just kidding, Eric. She's awesome.
But Joanne the scammer.
But that's kind of funny, though. My dad, he tried to do something, but it resulted in just terrible consequences. I wish he wouldn't have. I really wanted, for whatever reason, Tommy Hilfiger jeans and I was in school and we couldn't afford them. So my dad went to the flea market, you know, where you can get discounted stuff. And he got me a bunch of pairs and I'm like, I don't think these are Tommy Hilfiger. He's like, oh, they are. So, I mean, they fit. So I put them on and everybody at school made fun of me. They were like the worst looking fake Tommy Hilfiger design I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's almost
But he tried that little white lie and everybody made fun of me for it.
When I was younger, I would not accept any hand-me-downs. I wanted everything to be brand new and from bought from the store.
Because you've got like 19 older sisters.
Yeah, I have 3 older sisters, yeah. And so I didn't want any hand-me-downs. And I was probably 3 years old at the time. And my mom was like, oh, for Easter, like you get to wear this dress. Like, remember when Emily wore it last year? Like, how excited are you? Because my other sisters would get so excited about it. And I would be like, no, I'm not wearing that. I want a dress from a store.
What a diva.
Oh, I was like born bougie and like I've been trying to grow out of it ever since. And so my mom put the same exact dress in a Dillard's bag, like the department store, and in like a Dillard's box, and said, Olivia, look what I got, like a brand new dress for you. And I was like, oh, it's brand new. And like the entire Easter, I was just going around telling everyone, like, look at this brand new dress my mom got out for me at the store. And, like, really the entire time it was a hand-me-down and I didn't even realize.
833-JOE-ALEX. That is a great example. 833-563-2539 about what little white lie were you told as a child?
My grandpa told my mom every single time they'd drive past a silo, like on the highway, he told her that that's where they put all the feathers from the Kentucky Fried Chicken chickens. And my mom believed that till she was an adult, like several years into my parents' marriage. Like one day they were like on a road trip or something. And my mom and dad, this is before I was born, they like were driving past a silo. My mom said to my dad, like, look, that's where they put the KFC feathers. And my dad was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, my dad told me that's where they put the feathers after they pluck them. And my dad still makes fun of her. He's like, Stephanie, that is not what those are.
This explains so much.
Both of mine are kind of lame. Like, my mom, she said she didn't really want to tell me any way it lies because she didn't want me to not believe in Jesus. Right, Alex? My mom would
say. My mom told me the same thing, too.
Shut the front door. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yep.
It's crazy. Okay, here's one, though. This one's kind of cool. My dad, when I was really young, he used to tell me that he knew when the traffic lights were going to change. And I figured out now it's just because he looked at the little hand counting down or like the other light. And I really thought he controlled the traffic lights.
Oh, that's cute.
All right. What was the white lie you were told as a child? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What white lie were you told as a child?
When I was a kid, my brother had a hickey on his neck. And I asked him how he got it. It's just this big old bruise on his neck. And he told me that when people tell you secrets, specifically in your ear, that's how you get hickey. So ever since then, you cannot tell me a secret in my ear. Don't touch my ear. Don't whisper in my ear. Obviously, I know that's not true now, but it still bugs me.
Oh my God. Look at Alex. It looks like Liv has been told a lot of secrets lately. What's going on over there?
Funny.
Hey, thank you, Elizabeth. That is kind of cute. Let's go to Brandy. Hey, Brandy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Brandy, turn your radio down for me and just listen on your phone. Brandy, what white lie were you told as a child?
Well, I really liked hamburgers. I really liked McDonald's. And my parents got so sick and tired of going to McDonald's, they just told me that they ran out.
Oh, that's so sad.
What was it like?
I know.
Every time you drive by, you're like, are they still out? You're like, yep, still out.
I believe them every word.
Now you're an adult. You can get them anytime you want.
Yeah.
Do you remember how old you were when you finally realized that they weren't out?
It was about 7.
Gosh, that would be traumatic to me. That's why I'm so big. If my grandma told me that, I'm like, I need to eat something. Hey, thank you, Brandy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Maddie, thank you for calling in. What were you told a white lie as a kid?
I was told that my mom told me that when a boy kisses you, you could get pregnant. So I didn't kiss a boy for the longest time. I was so scared.
How old were you when you finally had your first kiss?
I was about 14 years old because all my friends told me the truth, and I was like, wow, my mom really did lie to me.
That's a good lie to tell, though. I wonder if that would work. Now, if I have a little girl, I'm like, you don't want to get pregnant.
She did you dirty.
Yeah, but good for her, though, trying to protect you. Let's talk to Tiffany on the Joe and Alex show. What was the white lie you were told as a child?
So whenever I was younger, my dad, he had got a new car. And he had the buttons on his steering wheel, and whenever he said he was changing the channel, he would snap, but he was actually pressing the button. But we didn't know that he had those buttons to press, like, on the steering wheel.
Oh, that's impressive right there.
That's so clever.
That's a dad joke.
Okay, snapping. Porsche, now you're making people change the station.
No, keep
we
it
on
to
stay, snap back till they come back.
Snap back.
All right, thank you, Tiffany, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Marissa, what white lie were you told?
That I couldn't have the car light on because I would be pulled over.
Wait, what do you mean, like, do you mean, like, at night?
Yeah, like, if we turn the car light on, we have to turn it right off because if a police officer seen us, we would get pulled over.
I thought that was illegal until, like, literally a year ago.
It is. You can't drive down the road with
legit,
your light
me
on.
Me too.
You can't have your light on. Like, you're talking about the dome light? You can't have that on when you're driving.
It's not illegal.
Well, it's still in the back seat, can't they?
I'm like 99.9% sure you can. If a cop could call us off air, we'll distribute that information. But no, because I feel like it's some kind of hazard.
I was told the same thing, and obviously when I'm driving, I don't like to drive
with it
on.
We're going to have to Google this.
All right.
Dude, I find no difference.
GTS, Google it right now.
I found no difference between it on and off when I drive.
It's a myth. It's not illegal to drive with the interior light on. No, it's not.
It should be. Hey, Julian, we'll wrap things up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What white lie were you told as a child?
Okay, so this was actually my brother, but he told me that if I flushed the toilet while I was sitting on it, that it would suck my insides out.
What?
My bottom.
Wow. Did you, like, ever accidentally forget? Like, no!
No, actually, it scared me so much as a kid that to this day, out of habit, like, I have to fight the urge to, like, stand up when I, like, wipe and flush because I habitually, like, did it for so many years.
Oh, my God.
Get up.
My dad, actually, now that I think about it, with you saying that, my dad used to tell me something similar. It was that would happen to me if I pressed up against the, like, the jet in a swimming pool or whatever that thing is. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like, are you talking about the thing that sucks the water out or like the hot tub?
Like the filter.
Okay.
In a pool.
Well,
the filter, okay.
Guys have been known to get stuck in those things, so you got to be careful just in general. That's a true story right
Ew.
There. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.